News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. At least 7 people were killed in an inferno in a multi-storied new Koilaghat building on Kolkata Strand Road, which houses the zonal offices of Eastern and Southeastern Railways, on Monday, Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee said. Out of them, 4 were firefighters, 1 assistant sub-inspector posted at the Hare Street Police Station, and 1 RPF personnel, Fire and Emergency Services Minister Sujit Basu said. The 7th victim is yet to be identified, he said. The fire is now under control and the cooling process is on, he said. As the fire raged through the building, 18 fire tenders with hydraulic ladders and sky lifts were pressed into service to douse the blaze. Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee reached the spot where Police Commissioner of Kolkata, Shomin Mitra, Fire Services Minister Sujit Basu and Municipal Affairs Minister Firhad Hakim were already present. She has announced the state government will pay a compensation of Rs 10 lakh to the families of those killed in the blaze and a government job to a kin of each victim. The fire broke out on the 13th floor of the sprawling building at around 6:10 p.m. It also has a computerized ticket booking center on its ground floor. It is a horrible fire. The victims perished because they tried to use the lift. We are apprehending 2 more deaths. Their bodies are yet to be recovered, the West Bengal CM said after inspecting the scene. 5 of the 7 who died had gotten trapped in a lift. We will conduct an inquiry into why the firefighters and their police officer used the lift, because it is completely against drill norms, said Sujit Basu. The 5 victims reportedly tried to reach the 13th floor by the elevator. Extreme heat on the floor singed them and forced them back inside the lift. They subsequently choked inside the lift. Our fire services department had asked for a building plan so that we could tackle the fire effectively, but we did not get any cooperation from railway officials. I don't see any railway official at the spot even now, but I don't want to do politics with such tragedies, Mamata alleged. The fire may lead to large-scale damage to documents in the Eastern Railway office. Power at the ER server room was turned off and online bookings of train tickets have been halted currently. Traffic on the Strand Road in central Kolkata was stopped to expedite the process of dousing the fire. Disaster management personnel were also working at the site, officials said. The Congress on Monday staged a walkout in the Karnataka Assembly during the tabling of the budget for 2021-22 by Chief Minister B.S. Yeddurappa, prompting a strong reaction from the CM, who claimed the country never had a history of opposition boycotting the budget. The Congress members had walked out of the House, claiming that the government in the state had no moral right to continue in power. Do we have any instance of opposition staging a walkout, either in the centre or the state, during the presentation of the budget? Yeddurappa asked, while speaking to reporters after the budget presentation. What morality are they talking about? I will explain what morality they were referring to during the debate on the budget, he said. Yeddurappa said the opposition getting away by giving lame excuses means that they are incapable to face the situation. Dear Siddaramaiah, your stay in the opposition forever is guaranteed. Don't call me Yeddurappa if I don't make Siddaramaiah sit in the opposition by winning 130 to 135 seats. This I am giving in writing, an angry Yeddurappa said. When asked about Siddaramaiah demanding the resignation of ministers, Yeddurappa claimed the Congress leader has developed some mental issues recently as he did not know what to speak. Earlier in the day, former Chief Minister Siddaramaiah had said, this government carrying a bundle of sins has no moral right to continue in power, so we have decided to protest against the presentation of the budget. He alleged the Chief Minister, who holds the finance portfolio, and the Mines and Geology Minister, Murugesh Nirani, were out on bail in a criminal case relating to creation of bogus documents to take back Karnataka Industrial Area Development Board land at Devanahalli in Bengaluru. And a notice has been sent to Trinamool Congress MP Mahua Moitra on a privilege motion moved against her by BJP MP Nishikant Dubey. She has been asked to file her response to the notice by March 25. The Lok Sabha MP from Jharkhand had filed a privilege motion notice against Moitra on February 10. In her speech during the discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address, Moitra had lashed out at the government, judiciary and media. Moitra's remarks were later expunged by the Lok Sabha. The complaint by Dubey referred to Article 121 of the Constitution of India and Rule 226, 227 to 80 of the Rules of Procedure and Conduct of Business in Lok Sabha, which should be read along with 115, 1 and 2, direction of the Speaker against Mahua Moitra. As per Article 121 of the Constitution, no Supreme Court or High Court judge who has discharged their duty or passed a judgment can be discussed in the Parliament. The Rules and Procedures 352, subsection 5 of the Parliament also dictate that the conduct of people in constitutional positions cannot be questioned. Despite the direction of the chair, Moitra continued to repeat her statements in violation of Rule 356 of Lok Sabha Procedures, the allegation says. The notice further added, the matter should be referred to the Committee of Privileges under Rule 227 of the Rules of Procedure and Conduct of Business in Lok Sabha for examination, investigation and report. Dubey in his notice said, despite the fact that the remarks were expunged from the record, it continued to be put on social media and was published by a daily. Thus, I demand action should be taken against the said member and her membership be terminated. Prince Harry and Meghan's explosive TV interview divided people around the world on Monday, rocking an institution that is struggling to modernize with claims of racism and callousness towards a woman struggling with suicidal thoughts. During the two-hour appearance with Oprah Winfrey, Harry also revealed the problems had ruptured relations with his father, Prince Charles, and brother, Prince William, illuminating the depth of the family divisions that led the couple to step away from royal duties and move to California last year. The palace has not yet responded to the interview in which Meghan described feeling so isolated and miserable inside the royal family that she had suicidal thoughts and said a member of the family had concerns about the color of her unborn child's skin. The family member was not Queen Elizabeth II or Prince Philip, according to Harry, sparking a flurry of speculation about who it could be. Leaders around the world were asked about the interview and citizens of many countries had an opinion. In Accra, Ghana, Davinia Kodjo said that hearing that a member of the royal family was worried about the color of the skin of an unborn child was insulting to the people of the Commonwealth, the grouping of Britain and its former colonies that is headed by the Queen. That is pure racism, Kodjo said. The Commonwealth is supposed to foster unity, oneness amongst black people, amongst white people. But if we are hearing things like this, I think that is below the belt. In Nairobi, Kenya, Rebecca Wangari called Meghan a 21st century icon of a strong woman. She has faced racism head on. Asma Sultan, a journalist in Karachi, Pakistan, said the interview is going to tarnish the image of the royal family. There is so much controversy ever since Diana's death, so it is a new Pandora's box which has opened up, she said. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson refused to comment on the interview, praising the Queen but saying that when it comes to matters to do with the royal family, the right thing for a Prime Minister to say is nothing. Asked whether US President Joe Biden and his wife Jill had any reaction to the interview, White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki said, Meghan's decision to speak about her struggles with mental health takes courage, and that's certainly something the president believes in. But she said she wouldn't offer additional comment on the situation, given these are private citizens sharing their own story and their own struggles. The allegations are especially damaging because many observers hoped Harry and Meghan, who is biracial, would help the tradition-bound monarchy relate to an increasingly multicultural nation in the early days of their marriage. Harry and Meghan joined William and his wife Catherine in projecting a glamorous, energetic image for the young royals. That partnership was severed when Harry and Meghan left the country, saying they wanted to earn their own living and escape what they called intrusive racist coverage by the British media. But the interview brought that criticism into the palace itself, with the couple directing allegations of racism at an unidentified member of the royal family. Meghan said that when she was pregnant with her son, Archie, Harry told her that the royal family had had concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born. Harry confirmed the conversation, saying, "I was a bit shocked." He said he wouldn't reveal who made the comment. Winfrey later said Harry told her the comment didn't come from Queen Elizabeth II or Prince Philip, his grandparents. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening, stay safe, and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.